I'm laughing already. I'm thinking of different friends of ours, part of this, what I think of as now sort of a podcast family, who were with us this weekend at the university for the celebration of alumni. The delight in being members of one family again and finding our way into each other's lives. So there we were, a lot of Bonna folks, and a few of you stepped up to me, and I'm thinking of you now. As I do the many others who join us here. And the great question is, and I think of it often as I sit down to share a time with you, a bit of a message, I think, what are we doing here? This is the weekend of what we celebrate as the Corpus Christi weekend, the body of Christ. Wonderful feast in the church that sequenced from Easter to Pentecost to Trinity Sunday to now. So there's this over months and now just a few weeks, we move into one time after another, the heart expression of who God is. And as Christians, this richness of who Christ is so deep for us. So you and I might ask today as we enter into meditation like this, what are we doing? What are we doing taking a few moments of quiet? I certainly don't want to intrude on yours, nor on your own personal path and encounter with God. But I'd like to talk just a moment and share with you what we know is the eternal and real and central experience of that encounter, intimacy, the intimacy of our encounter with God as Christians. Now, others of us may not bear that name as we listen here with each other, and I am at home with you. You are my sister and brother. In the body of Christ, which is open to all and includes all. In fact, I not only would be scandalous, I'd be heretical if I didn't say Christ, especially in his body and blood, is open to all of us. You and I find within this wonderful journey with Christ the centrality of what we call meditation. A French philosopher, Maurice Blondel, says it especially well, and it's on a page in a beautiful little meditation book. Our God dwells within us, and the only way we can come to one with our God is to become one with our authentic self. And I think that's what I'm doing here. I think I'm sharing with you my journey, your journey, all of our journeys into our God who dwells within us, and that our only way to become one with our God is to become one with our authentic self. Now, there's a delusional approach to this we call narcissism or a preoccupying approach, which is, you know, its own distraction, because the wonder is that there isn't just an I in here, but there's the richness of the God in here who holds you and me, dwells within us, Francis would tell us. I often say that here. So no wonder we meditate. It's a wordless encounter. The awe of the indwelling God. The healing. Yes, and we look for it in meditation and other practices, the wellness, our being whole and complete, which is to say authentic. You and I have come forth from our loving God, from the mind and heart of God, we might say from the hand of God, somehow whole and complete. Irenaeus would see this, and then in Christ, the recapitulation, the returning of all things to God in Christ is this wonderful return over and over again, and in one continuous way, into the wholeness and fullness of the authentic who we are in Christ and Christ in us. So not slipping only into idea, but experience, we say this is why those of us who celebrate Eucharist come to the table to receive the body of Christ, the fullness and wholeness of who we are in God, who dwells and now dwells again, especially in us in the sacrament. And as we pick up the blessing cup, the cup of our salvation, the chalice of glory. We pick up the blood of Christ poured out for us. Now, for many of us now, and then in the time of Jesus, this image was a difficult one. And yet it's interesting, the passage given to us from Moses' experience of God and the sense of outpouring blood in sacrificial animals takes us into the fullness of the outpouring of the sacrifice of God's only Son for us in Jesus Christ, which is first and foremost the gift of life. Yes, Christ Jesus overcame our sins and washed us clean in all creation, wherever there was anything that would be other than the beauty of God, the glory of God shining forth. But here and now, in this outpouring, is the Hebrew understanding what blood is. Life flowing through us. Each of us, our own core identity, we might say, uniqueness, specificity, thisness, hechaitas. From Blessed John Duns Scotus, who would invite us to know that we and each other are wonderfully and uniquely sitting in a different place around the same table within the same one who is our food, our table, our cup, our Lord, our brother, our Jesus, our Christ, the life of the world. So in meditating, we might think of ourselves as sitting at a table we share, but in our own chair. And sharing it, receiving and giving thanks for the one who dwells within us. Gratitude is very often the first movement of prayer and meditation. Then the openness to the table, to what God has for us. The trusting, the gazing, considering, contemplating, imitating that Claire takes us into. Starts with a quieted heart and a fullness of reception of the one who dwells within. Our God dwells within us, and the only way we come to become one with our God is to become one with our authentic self, who would I presume to add on to this great French Catholic philosopher, Maurice Blondel, is this Christ. Certainly he believed that is the one who is dwelling in us and in each and all creatures now. A blessed day to you and an ongoing felt sense of God's indwelling. A peaceful moment into meditation whenever you go there. Here we are now. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am in you, among you, dwelling here. Be still and know. Be still. Be a blessed time and day from Greg and Dan to you right now.
One bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing which we bless, and we, though many, throughout the earth, we are one.
About Mount Irenaeus, visit www.mountainonline.org. Join us in making all things new.
Servant or free.